Howard Fleeter with the Ohio Education Policy Institute found that school districts with a higher percentage of economically disadvantaged students had lower performance results in last year's annual tests, meaning wealthier districts had better scores and poorer districts had worse ones. He says that kind of disparity is nothing new. But this is the first and only time students will take the assessment known as PARC, which lawmakers voted not to use anymore.
That finding, the overall, the achievement gap finding, seems to be independent or impervious to the test that's used, you know, and any issues about where the lines are drawn.
The study did measure another test, which will continue to be used, known as AIR, and found similar results in comparing performance and poverty. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.